following the weekend. Oh God, don't fucking let me sing. Oh God, my voice is so bad. You guys, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show. Yes. Oh, it's a brand new Hey Frage, and it's always a good day when we start late. Normally we start, we drop new live episodes on you on Mondays and Wednesdays, 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. Today, you know, I also do a podcast, a political podcast, which is really hysterical because I don't know a lick about politics. With my boss at Fox 5, right? So it's called the Pelini Perspective. And, you know, we debate about Trump and, you know, because obviously I'm not voting for Trump. And so anyhow, I had to do that. And that's why I'm late here. AJ, you look gorgeous. How are you doing?
Please send all my phone calls to my assistant. I will not be taking emails, phone calls at this time. I am depressed. And I just cannot go on.
Age, are you in mourning because your career has hit, like, your career took off because of the Kardashians? And last night on social media, we get word that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is toast. It is done after 14 seasons, 2021, early 2021. They will air their final episode. Are you depressed, AJ?
I mean, now, look, have I watched a full season through in its entirety? Hell no. Haven't done that since seasons 5. But I am in mourning because it gives me content, and y'all know my career is pretty much based off of Courtney impression. So, but you know what? They're going to give us endless content. I can't wait to get into it. And our thoughts on what exactly is next for the Kardashiones.
And I will say this, we got some big stories to cover today. Aubrey O'Day, Daily Mail, tracks her ass down, poor thing, at a pool in Palm Springs and alleges this is her new body. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I have to say, AJ, I was shocked. Our fans apparently hate Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So many people were thrilled to see them canceled. I was blown away. Blown away.
I know. I got the same response.
Oh, okay. I teased that I was going to do OnlyFans and review dick pics because I'm getting so many of them. Now my husband, Schman, has come up with a theme idea I want to run by you guys.
God, just, I love Schman for just being so supportive, you know?
Schman is amazing.
Yes. Love it.
We're also getting thanks to our girl, April Banks, who is live on the feed right now. We got Colt from 90 Day Fiancé, his Schween, uncensored.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, it's not a pretty sight. It is not a pretty sight.
Do you think that's really his, though? I don't know.
I know. I can't trust these people anymore, you know, because it could be just any old small Schween on the internet.
And then apparently people now are getting very fed up. You know, we're going on to 6 months, 7 months in quarantine. People are getting very fed up if they work in an environment where now, because everybody's kids are going back to school, parents are getting priority when you work at home. Like, they're being able to take more time because they have to set their kids up with Zoom. And people who don't have kids are getting fed up. Do you think, I want to ask you all your thoughts, if you feel like that's BS, like just because you have a kid, you should not get priority during quarantine.
Okay, I do have thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts.
All right, well, let's thank some of our sponsors. You guys, right now, if you're on Facebook, share the show. Start a watch party with someone who has maybe never seen the show. You are watching the Hey Frage podcast live. I'm Sarah Frazier, along with Andrea Lopez Comedy. We're also live on Twitch. We love you, Twitch. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Twitter as well. Every day, we try to give you a pop culture podcast with some amazing guests, our crazy lives, and more. RNG Insurance, they're our guys. If you need insurance, and we all do, whether it's renter's insurance, home insurance, car, life, yep, you need it. RNG Insurance services more than 25 states nationwide, and on top of that, they can get you the best auto insurance rates anywhere in the country because they are not just stuck with one carrier. They shop you around to many. They've been in business over 20 plus years in the DC region and beyond. If you're listening to us right now from New York City, boom, they're covered in New York State, California, and beyond. So go to rnginsurance.com, and then we have a direct rep that we work with, David Gorman Insurance, on Instagram. And David just saved Dan and me $20 a month on our car insurance. Now we pay less than $100 a month for car insurance on one vehicle with full coverage. That could be happening to you even if you have crazy driving records in your past, like I lost my license for criminal speeding several years ago. No worries, David Gorman still got us the best rate. You are going to love it. Also, we are honored. We have a brand new sponsor. If you're into sex toys and lingerie, hello, we got you. Lilith. Lilith Erotica and Lingerie. You can follow them on Instagram. It's LYLYTH_official. These guys specialize exclusively bringing together a combination of handcrafted sex toys, creamy soft leather bondage, and enthralling lingerie. Creamy soft leather bondage. That is our Alyssa, our producer. It's her favorite words. Creamy soft leather bondage. LilithErotica.co is the website. So LYLYTHE or LYLYTH erotica.co. They're offering 15% off your first purchase. All you got to do is use the code FRASER15. FRASER, FRASER 15. And they have some amazing sex toys, bondage stuff, everything that you need to get you through quarantine. If you have not got a quarantine bae, you are going to need a huge quarantine vibrator. So get on it today at LilithErotica.co. All right, Andrea, let's start with the biggest news, and I want everybody to weigh in that isn't on our live chat, because we heard from fans last night and people were thrilled that Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been canceled, and I have some inside scoop as to why. So what was your immediate take, though, AJ?
Immediate take was this was orchestrated. It's 20 seasons. They've given us so much content. I am upset because of the content that could have been.
Okay.
It would have been Kourtney and Scott potentially back together. We, even though Kourtney is, you know, said off the show, I think she still would have been a little bit involved. And then, of course, Khloé and Tristan are back living together trying to make it work for baby True. I think that could have been a great storyline. And then, you know, Corey, I don't know why the F he's in the show. He drives me nuts. But the recent season, the promo clip is absurd. I mean, it looks like the end of the world. They make it look so dramatic. And then it's just, you know, all of them sitting on a couch eating salads dramatically. But, you know, they make it look so freaking dramatic. I'm sad. Did I think it was time? Yes, just because there's been so many spinoff shows. They've done everything. But I think it is. I think it is. All orchestrated. What do you think?
You do? And what do you think they're going to do next? I had read that their value online, whether it's as Snapchatters or, which I don't even use Snapchat. I don't know who uses Snapchat, but I guess people still do. So whether it's Snapchat, Instagram, that their value online and their companies now are much bigger than the show. Because, you know, the show has had declining ratings. So at its peak, I believe in 2011, 4.8 million people were tuning in. Now, since then, they've lost 3 million viewers. So they say that, I was actually reading an Inside Scoop article today too, one of the big turning points was the fight last season that Kim and Kourtney had where they punched each other, that people were so tired of the bullshit, less than 800,000 people tuned into that, which is low. I mean, that's much lower than Housewives.
I was going to blame it on just the fact that there's so many other ways to watch it. Like Instagram, I love it because I watch small clips and I feel like I've seen the show. You know, but for Real Housewives, that's a good point. Like they were still getting the ratings, so it's like, okay, people should still be watching, you know, watching the TV, watching the show. But I think that they have been grooming the Ray family, Addison Ray, her mother, her father, her brother.
I think
they're going to be the next.
I do too. I, you know, you have inside scoop on that someone DM'd you, and I do believe Addison Rae and her family are going to be getting the next big reality show. These guys are probably obviously producing it. I think they've had it.
They have money on it. They are going to be in. Their names are going to be on the ending credits.
Sources also say that family members are getting tired of shooting. So Kourtney didn't want to shoot, doesn't want her kids on it anymore. They also say that Kendall, with her modeling career, wants less and less to do with it. A fan also has an inside theory. She says, I have a theory. This was Chris and Kim's decision. I think the unknown scares them. Kanye and Kim's marriage specifically. Khloé's relationship with baby daddy Tristan, which appears to be back on. So it took all of that for them to realize how Kourtney felt when she stopped being a part of the show. It's time for them to be off camera. Their kids are also growing up fast as well. I'm sure they want their privacy and out of the spotlight. Wonder if they will show what is really going on with Kanye and Kim, which my guess is they won't really show what's going on with Kanye and Kim.
I think that got to the most public that Kim wanted it to get to. And I think, yeah, that scared her a little bit. But Kourtney's like, I have been showing my treacherous relationship this whole time and you guys never appreciated it. If I were them, I'd be kind of pissed. But apparently Kim is doing a true crime podcast. Obviously, she's
with
just,
Spotify. Yep.
Spotify. She just released a new perfume line with her sisters. It's like, what more could they put out. But hey, the products are making them money.
And Kim's reportedly becoming an attorney, criminal defense attorney, to help defend people who are wrongly accused. So maybe
she's going to be too busy to be on the show.
Lots of thoughts on this. Our girl Aviva says they'll no longer be relevant without the show. I won't give a shit about their products.
Oh.
I've never bought their products, although my makeup artist, Pam Giacchino, says that keeping that KKW Beauty is really good. So
I've heard that too. People love Kylie lip kits.
Yeah, that their contour stuff. Rebecca has never seen the show ever.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Kim is also putting out a home line. Oh, God, Everson, I could care less. I mean,
KKW Home.
Who the fuck cares? I mean, do you want their all white sheets or like they live their life just in like beige? You know, no thanks.
Off white.
And then Anna says, thank God. I got to say, most people online when I posted yesterday said, thank God they're off.
I don't know. All I know is Poosh is doing great, and we respect your silence at this time.
Thank you. Yes.
How do you say? What is the closing words? We appreciate your respect at this time, or we appreciate your.
If you would respect our wishes, we kindly ask that you respect our wishes at this time. It's like, oh God,
thank
fuck
you.
All the way off.
Yeah, and you know her PR team wrote that letter on Instagram.
Oh hell yes. I think, you know, I haven't watched it either. To me, the past 3 years has gotten so fake, so staged. It was like, oh, today Scott's going to go buy a house and Courtney's going to go with him. And, you know, then the Lord is going to, you know, walk a tiger in. You know, it just became so stupid, right? Like everything from the truth of their lives.
Right. Apparently this season, Chris is going to rehab because Chloe did a trick. Yeah, it's like she's not really going. But I love their shenanigans. I loved it. I thought it was content. And I think they will be pop culture icons for the end of time.
Well, they certainly are. They've certainly made their millions from it. Absolutely. The other big story that was trending and I put up yesterday because Daily Mail sort of put it out as, we got you, is Aubrey O'Day, the singer from Danity Kane, and also on The Apprentice. She allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So, girl, what were you saying? Gross. Although he kind of looks like old man Ed.
And he's not as bad as Colt, so...
That's true. And he's hotter than Colt from 90 Day Fiancé. So Aubrey O'Day, in the pictures were brutal. They caught her at a Palm Springs hotel. They claim this is what she really looks like. And then she goes on and uses a bunch of Photoshop and filter apps to make herself look different. Everybody is so confused by this story. What do you think the truth is?
When it first came out, I believed Aubrey because she came out with a picture and she had a sheet of paper that said the date. And I was thinking, how could she fake that? But now these pictures of her at a pool, she had a hat on, but she was, look at her. She was not trying to hide anything. She's almost gone topless.
It's, you know, what's so sad about this? And, you know, people were debating this on my Instagram yesterday. Is it sad that she doesn't just own her body? I think, yes, that's sad. Like, just like you were saying, AJ, before we went live, be the quarantine poster child of, look, we've all gained weight. Like, it sucked being in quarantine all this time, and we're going to continue to be in it. Like, own it.
Exactly. Own it. And she'll probably get... She was being endorsed by Skinny Tea. Well, guess what, sister? It ain't working.
Yeah.
Maybe try another endorsement.
You got to drink it for it to work, girl.
Slim Quick, Oprah's Meals on Wheels, whatever it is. Get on those meals.
Oprah's Meals on Wheels. Oh, it's not Weight Watchers anymore. It's WW. What is it? And what does WW stand for? I don't even know. Wellness.
Oh, they've rebranded this time? Okay.
Yes. They've rebranded. And WW stands for, oh, God. Wellness and... Oh, fuck. Anyway, our producer, Alyssa, can look it up, what WW stands for now. Here she is. I mean, look, I just think it's sad that she's... keeping up the charade. Rock who you are, girl. Who cares? She's 36 years old. Now, people in Palm Springs at this pool that snapped the photos and then ended up giving them or selling them to Daily Mail say that she actually didn't care, that she was going around telling people, oh, yeah, I'm Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane.
Oh, what? Okay, sister's not trying to hide it at all. But then when it comes to Instagram, I don't know what app she uses, but... It is airbrushed. It is beyond airbrushed. I don't know what is going on.
People were saying that. They're like, girl, share your apps because we're ready. We all look like this in real life. We're ready to look like this. But that looks so heavily edited, don't you think?
I mean, the body to me doesn't, but the face, that looks like a completely new face. It looks like an alien.
An alien. And of course, you can't really see her, although I have seen this photo. You do see her waist, which appears to be really small. But I just think these are old pictures that she's probably recycling. And who cares?
Honestly, though, she's gorgeous either way. Seriously, I always had this girl crush on Aubrey back in the Danny Kane, back in the Make and the Band days, and I still think she's gorgeous. Be the poster child and get sponsored by some other thing that is, you know, going to help people.
It's just crazy that they've been hunting her down to prove that basically she has been editing her stuff. But at the same time, I mean, if you're really editing that shit, then yeah.
I don't know why she keeps up the charade is kind of what I'm getting at. It's like they caught you once. You're still trying to hide it. I don't know.
And they've identified her by tattoos on her body. Dogs. Yeah.
The rainbow dogs. Yes.
The rainbow dogs, the whole thing. Speaking of other like young up and coming performers, are you shocked to read that Aaron Carter, you know, of course I have an affinity for Aaron Carter because I own his doll, you know, in my 300 doll collection. I know. Which is,
okay. That is,
which is
wow.
Quite embarrassing.
It is. What made you buy the Aaron Carter doll? Did you think it was going to appreciate in value at all, Sarah?
I loved Aaron Carter back in the day. Who didn't? Back when he was like little and cute and sweet before he had tattoos all over his face.
He was an adorable child. And he always lived in the shadow of his brother, I would say.
Always, always. And he had that one hit song. I don't even remember. See, this is how much I don't even remember. But back in like 2006.
Candy? Wasn't one of them singing Candy?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. So he.
I want candy. Yeah.
I want candy. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably him, right? So, now apparently he's on OnlyFans doing porn. He's nude playing a guitar. Now, did you say too he's allegedly going to masturbate, I guess, and for on OnlyFans?
That's what he announced on the socials. He said, look, this is what's going to happen on my OnlyFans. I'm going to masturbatado. For the first time ever on screen, and he's following in his fiance's footsteps. But did I saw this coming for Aaron. Where was he to go?
Well, my thing is, we really don't think he has that much money anymore. Why? Or just the money is so good on OnlyFans, why not? I can't figure out why he's doing this.
Well, everyone thinks they're going to make Bella Thorne money. Guess what? You're not.
I know, that was totally and truly a one-off, right? Like,
yeah. $2 million? Okay, no, that is a one-off.
That is a complete one-off. Okay. I don't know. I mean, do you want to see him masturbate?
Not, I have no interest in that, but he doesn't do it for me. I don't go for the lanky type. You know this about me. I'm not a lank. Now, you actually, you love the vegan lank. You know?
Oh, I do like vegan skinny, but he's, you know, look, and he's come out that he's battled an eating disorder his whole life. And I truly feel like he's still in the throes of his eating disorder. So,
okay, then it's no longer a joke. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I think I do like vegan skinny, but he's like a little extreme for me. And this is the fiance. She's hot. She's got a nice booty. They look sort of good together, I guess. I mean, he just looks so troubled.
I mean, is it the face tattoos that screams that for you, or what is it?
Yeah, it does. And his whole past, and I don't know, you know, he's been on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil tried to get him help. Obviously, that didn't work. You know, it's just, it's sad to see, like, what's happened. Aviva says he's mentally ill, legit. I do think that's true. I think he says he battles some mental illness.
I just don't know if this is going to be a mentally stable place for him. I mean, OnlyFans invites a lot of criticism that you didn't really need. So, I don't know. And now, is that Melanie on his face? Or is it, it's the moon tattoo for me. I don't.
It's the moon tattoo for me as well. Christy says it's the dead eyes for me.
It's the dead eyes for me.
But Melanie is the sister, I think, that passed away that they had. And I think she died of a drug overdose.
Okay, very sad. What's going on? And Nick can't help him out? His brother?
Well, they're estranged now, too, I think. I think he alleges that Nick used him and abused him. And, you know, and I believe Nick Carter's come out and said, I had a family friend. Someone sexually abused him as a child.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot going on. But anyway, if you want to, I think he's like $20, $29.99 or $20.99 or something per month if you want to be his OnlyFans. I do not want to pay to see a guy masturbate. No, thanks. I'm already getting enough dick pics myself. I'm good. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of Are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
Wait, you're good on that. You basically signed up for free OnlyFans.
Well, here's the thing. Dan actually came up with this idea because for whatever reason, I don't know, we reviewed a couple of penises over the years because people have sent it to us and wanted to know, you know, what they can do with their micro penis. So I'm always happy to help, you know, like I don't want somebody to be, you know, get out there and rock what you've got. If you've got a tiny penis, there's nothing you're going to do about it except for get great in other areas. Okay. So, anyway, so now I'm getting all these unsolicited dick pics. Will you release, you know, will you review my dick pic? Will you tell me if, you know, there's too much of a curve in it as I showed you girls this morning? You know,
thanks. Didn't need that.
Is it too small? So Dan actually had this idea. He thinks I should do an OnlyFans penis review site for the show, but I have to make the guys have a theme every month. So like for May, Cinco de Mayo, they've got to put a sombrero on their dick, and then the best one, you know, people can vote on my OnlyFans page. The best one will get a $10 gift certificate to Applebee's to treat themselves to a free appetizer.
Now you guys know, Doesn't Applebee's have the dollar Long Island iced teas? That's at least good for 10 Long Islands.
They could go and have 10 Long Islands. They could have one appetizer of chicken wings. Like, so what do you think? Do you think that this would be a hit? And I want people to weigh in and vote. Would you say, I'm going to make it very affordable too. Like $10.99, right? I'll review your penis, but it's got to have a theme. Halloween, you got to dress up your cock. Best Halloween costume, $10. Oh. $10 gift card to Applebee's. Would you rock that? Do you think that's entertaining?
So entertaining. Here's the thing. I would say make the price even lower, like $5.99 per month, but then make the prizes like $20. $20 gift card to Applebee's, you're rolling in the dough. Hello.
Aviva says, oh my God, yes. I can totally see it. Victoria says, Crapplebee's. Oh. Laura says, ew. I think that this would be a genius idea, and we could keep it going for a little while. Let's see what we got. The women could go on there and vote, but you could find your next man. Maybe your next man is hot, you know, erect penis, wearing a sombrero, and boom, that's it.
The winner also will be entered for the calendar of dick pics.
We could do a calendar of dick pics. Yep. Oh my God, that is so good. I think we're going to run with this. I really do. Because I'm getting so many emails. Will you review my penis? Will you look at my micro dick? I only want to look at it if it's got a Halloween costume. If you are putting the Karen mask on your penis, major points.
Okay, dress it up in yellow tan makeup. Put a little white fluff at the top. It's Trump.
The Trump dick. That's so good. People are so creative. Imagine how creative they're going to be on OnlyFans when they got to dress up their cocks. It would be so good.
Cinco de Mayo, you were saying. There's so many options.
So many options. St. Patrick's Day. Think of the Irishman that they can come up with.
Put in a kilt.
Think of Valentine's Day. All the stuff they can do with their penis. You know, their balls can be two hearts, you know, surrounded by a swan.
Look, I love y'all, but I'm out. And with that, I'm out. Mic drop. This has gone too far for Andrea.
All right. Vote right now. Vote in the comments section. I want to know.
Read Victoria's comment. This is great.
A calendar of dick pics would be a great gag gift, pun intended. I agree. You could buy it for your girlfriends. Okay, let me know if you think we should do it. I think we're going to run with it for 12 months, and we're going to end every month. See, I almost want to give people just a $10 gift card to Applebee's, though, because 20 is almost too generous. You know what I mean? Like, 20 is like not like enough of a joke. You know what I mean? Like, $10, is it even worth going? No.
But like, people are still going to do it.
But people would do it for 10 bucks.
True.
Anyway.
You're not lying.
Coming soon. Well, I want to talk about, you know, you're going to be on Fox LA. I'm going to be on the Taylor Strucker show this week. But before we do that, have you seen this pumpkin spice whipped coffee? Because you're like the coffee connoisseur on this show.
I like to believe I am. I'm drinking coffee right now. Now, I am not this is going to be controversial. I'm not a pumpkin spice girl, but I am a whipped coffee girl.
So have you seen this recipe? It's essentially whipped coffee, but then you add some pureed pumpkin.
Okay.
Would you be down for this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be down as like a treat. But see, these things are too artisanal for me to whip up at 6 a.m. when I'm dying of tired. Like, who's making pumpkin spice whipped coffee for breakfast? Like, I don't have the energy. But do we have a picture of it? Does it look really pretty?
I think Alyssa's bringing up a picture. And I was going to ask you, you've made whipped coffee. How do you make it?
It is really pretty. Well, actually, this was a TikTok trend. And you take sugar, milk, and I think you just whip that up, like you keep mixing until it gets almost like Cool Whip material, like feel.
Yep.
Consistency. And then you place that over the coffee, place it over milk. I'm sorry.
Age, do you use instant coffee or espresso? What do you use?
It depends on the day. So so this is my like save money is I love Starbucks cold brew, but I just buy the bottled cold brew that comes right in the like plastic container you can buy at the store. It's already pre-made. But then like today I didn't have any, so I used instant coffee, which is a no-no for a lot of people, but you got to do what you got to do.
I know, you got to be, yeah, you're either like a coffee snob, you know, like Schmano grinds his own beans every morning. We got to put it in that damn $350 coffee maker he loves. The coffee maker warms up the water first, then it brews the coffee. It's a whole thing.
Now, I do love that. And when I have my $1 million Malibu mansion, I will be doing that. But right now.
But until then.
Until then, we're going to be sticking with instant and doing whatever comes at me. You know, whatever is fast. Okay, so this is how you do it. Okay, yes. Instant coffee or espresso.
with sugar, pumpkin spice, and hot water. Okay, then you whip it.
Whip it!
Whip it real good. And after you've got your whipped coffee, you can optionally add 1 tablespoon of canned pumpkin here for a more distinct pumpkin flavor and color. Yes. I think this actually sounds it sounds good, but not as sugary as the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, which is what I have issues with. It's just so sweet.
Oh, it's so sweet. And I'm sorry, but it ends up tasting so burnt. Like, I can't do the Starbucks pumpkin spice. It's burnt. Like, they burn the crap out of it, don't they? It just tastes like half burnt, a little pumpkin, and weird coffee. I'm not down for it. I don't like it anymore. I used to be a huge like pumpkin muffin person, a pumpkin loaf. But I can't.
Oh, I love a good pumpkin pie. Yeah. Give me anything that's not liquid pumpkin. That's a lie. I'll drink anything.
I'm on the search for a good pumpkin spice latte because they're hard to come by.
I'm surprised Dan hasn't made one.
No, he's like black coffee drinker, nothing in it, You know, hardcore vegan, you know? I wanted to ask you this. Now, obviously, no one on the show has any kids yet, but apparently office spaces, offices across the country are dealing with this, where now people feel like if they don't have kids, they are getting less priority over the people who do have kids in their office because your kids are at home doing Zoom classes. So I'm curious if people feel this way. They're in the chat. Most of you guys are working from home, but do you feel like during this time of the pandemic, if you are single without kids, you're getting additional workload because your coworkers with kids have to help them get on Zoom?
I didn't know it was additional workload. I thought that they were just getting extra time off, the people with children. To the point of getting more work, it's not our responsibility. We don't have kids. Now, I do feel for parents, though, going through this, because I can't imagine being with your kids 24/7, helping them with school, have to handling work, being a wife or a significant other. It's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
They should just be getting extra days off, right? Or just extra time off. But it's at the end of the day, you're the one with the kids. You did the deed. Sorry. It's like, we could never have predicted a pandemic, but look.
It's such a tricky one because this is just such unforeseen circumstances, right? So it's one of those things that really sucks. I'm sure there are a lot of people without kids that are having to step up and take on other responsibilities. Hopefully when the pandemic is over, you're rewarded for that. Tricky situation though, because what are you going to do? It's not like you can schlep your kids off somewhere really.
Exactly. I was going to say paid overtime. If you're doing extra work, just make sure that you're getting paid overtime. Make sure you're being whatever it's called, compensated.
Yeah, compensated.
For the extra work you put in. But if you're just getting extra workload for nothing, that's not fair.
I know. I wanted to do last story too, just really quickly. Have you seen this influencer who went to Rwanda to help the gorillas? She was detained for 4 days. She's getting a shitload of backlash because then she just went and whined. She was detained because she tested positive for COVID, only then it was a false positive. This story is... Another one. Her name is Charlie Jordan. She posted a tearful TikTok on Sunday. Now, she's since made her TikTok profile private because she got so much backlash, where she dragged the Rwandan government. She also said, I'm not with anyone I know, and I am fucking in Rwanda, Africa by myself. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, and they won't tell me anything.
I mean, while that is scary, she did go to Rwanda in a pandemic.
Exactly. People were like, bitch, you went to Rwanda in a fucking pandemic. Now, she says that she took every precaution that the country needed. She had no symptoms and already had contracted the virus 3 months ago.
Oh.
So she said she was already clear, confused.
Doesn't it come back? I mean, after 2 months, you're no longer clear of the antibodies, as I've heard.
Exactly. They have been, there's only like, I've only heard of like 2 cases where people have been reinfected, but it can happen. Okay. After going on TikTok and saying things like, literally the fucking government showed up at my place and dragged me away from everybody I was with. Then she says that she was taken away in hazmat suits. I don't speak the language. They locked me up in this fucking room. I can't leave. It's really scary. Jeez. I don't know why I have it again, she wrote. So she kept, and then she also posted how she didn't have any of her favorite foods.
At that point, I would cut her off. I would unfollow, unsubscribe.
Not only that, but she smokes weed every day. And she said, not only am I completely alone and locked in this room, but I'm having withdrawals and crazy nightmares and not sleeping because of my medical marijuana. And all of the food here is making me sick. So we are all just around, not in a good place right now. I've literally just cried for 3 hours.
Well, it looks like her diet's working of no food and no weed. She looks so skinny. Did she go for the views on TikTok? Is that the idea? Like, she went to go help, in quotes, the Rwanda animals. She went to, like, help elephants
or something. Oh, good point. I know. Good point. I wonder. Anyway, people are tired of her whining ass. So you can definitely follow her Instagram. She's getting a ton of backlash. And people were like, why the fuck would you go to Rwanda? What'd you expect?
I mean, I support going and helping other countries, helping animals, going to animal farms, like to, you know, but not a pandemic.
I just love that she smoked weed every day and she was so upset that they took her marijuana. And like, she was like,
even this ain't helping. You whiny ass.
I'm like, who the fuck goes on and whines about your medical marijuana? Bitch, that's like the least of your problems.
Truly. Anyway. You're going through withdrawals? Okay.
AJ, tell me about, are you on Fox LA today?
Yesterday. I need to post the full clip.
Okay.
Fox LA yesterday, I was with reporter Amanda Salas, who actually you are familiar with because she survived a type of cancer and she's amazing and she's very young. Like, for her to survive it and get through it is incredible.
Well, and you know how I was turned on to her? So she works for the Fox affiliate. You know, I've been a longtime contributor at Fox 5 DC. She works for Fox LA. And one of the women that used to work at Fox 5 DC, Corey Coffin, it was good friends with her and turned me on to her story. And Amanda is, I mean, she has such a brave story. She was an entertainment reporter. She's gorgeous. Finds out she has cancer, goes through treatment while still like working at Fox LA and documenting the whole thing and going through the emotional highs and lows, went through several rounds of chemo. Thank God she's in remission. I was so happy to see you with her. Yeah, that she has an incredible story of bravery and just coming back. She's a good person to follow on social media.
She really is. I think it's at Amanda Salas, and she has been on TikTok, and she does a segment called TikTok Tuesday. So we corresponded over. Oh, thanks, Alyssa. There's the article and the clip. You guys can actually, I'll put the link in the comments. But she did a TikTok Tuesday with me. We actually did a little funny Kim and Courtney TikTok together, and we just talked about content creation, the creator fund, a little tutorial on TikTok, and it was great. So TikTok is really helping the career, guys.
It totally is. It has blown your shit up, which is well deserved because you are like a good person and incredibly talented. So
thank you. I said in the video, I have no business going viral on TikTok, and I got worried that sounded weird because I've been doing impressions, as you know, for like 15 years. It's not like I just woke up one day and started doing Courtney. I've been at this shiz for ages. So
yeah, well deserved.
Thank you, Sarah. And
anytime. Well, tomorrow I'll be on the Taylor Strucker show. So I'm so excited. You know, we had our girl Taylor on this show. You're on with her every Monday?
For the time being, yes. Every Monday morning, I'm the first co-host of her streaming radio show that's subscription-based.
Love it. So you can find the Taylor Strucker show, I believe, on iTunes. New episode will drop tomorrow. So, and I'll share that too. But she's awesome. We're loved having her on. And she's another great woman to follow. What a career. Amazing career at SiriusXM, then to be let go, and how she's reinvented herself over the years. And of course, very good friends with Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules, was on tour with Stassi. Then all that stuff happened with Stassi, you know, the racist past messages and comments came back. So how she's adapted and grown. Taylor is one of a kind for sure. So you can look for that. Guys, we love you so much. DM me if you think I should do the OnlyFans penis themed reviews. Let me know.
Everyone said yes.
Everybody's a yes. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow with a brand new show. Bye, everybody. Love you. Bye, everybody.